Q&A's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. 23 till 9 o'clock, Laura Miller is in the studio. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Todd.
And J.B. Harris, playwright, is on the line from Ann Arbor. Good morning, J.B.
Good morning, Todd.
Good to have you along with us for this discussion about something very exciting that is taking place later on this week at the Calumet Theater. It's kind of being done in conjunction with the Calumet Heritage Festival. Laura, this is a brand new play that has been put together just for the Calumet Theater.
That's correct. We are so excited about something like this. It's very rare that the Calumet Theater has an opportunity to produce their own play. And this is a great opportunity for us to just shine and show the public a big piece of history that happened in Calumet and that impacted the Calumet Theater as well.
Now, I know that there was an earlier plan to put a play together about the 1913 strike, and that didn't come together. So how did this come about?
Well, we were so fortunate that this was actually our first choice when we decided to write a grant to the Michigan Humanities Council. We were looking at this particular script, and this script actually didn't make the cut initially. And then when we had to regroup, this script came back up on the front burner. And we talked to J.B. Harris and asked him for his opinion. And this script was originally written by Charles Salmonen, and he was actually a college student serving as an intern at the Calumet Theater back in 1991. And his job for that summer was to write a play for the Calumet Theater. Little did he know that it was going to end up in our archive mothballs, and our archive volunteers were going to find it back in 2012, and we all loved the script and asked JB to take a look at it, and he thought it was had potential and it needed a little bit more development. So we worked with the original playwright Charles and asked him if we could put this all together, and he was on board, and so JB took it and did a great job on developing this play for us.
JB, what did you have to do to it?
Well, the plot was very solid in the premise, so that was there. The structure was there. He presented two sides of the argument about the strike, labor versus management. But the dialogue was a little didactic, I guess, and so my major project was to rewrite the dialogue so that it hopefully sounds more the way people really talk rather than people talking from a soapbox. And what they say is essentially what Mr. Salmonen had them saying, but they just say it in different words in this version. And then the third act didn't really work, and again, Charles Salmonen agreed about that he was never happy with the third act. So I've kind of reconstructed the third act. Essentially, that's it. The secondary characters in the original version were not particularly well developed as characters. They supported the argument of the play, but they didn't come across as individuals different from one another. They were all of kind of one voice. And so one of the other things I did was try to create individual characters for each of those persons so that you get a sense that this minor is different and has a slightly different point of view from that minor. And that was pretty much it.
Okay, and JB, were you familiar with the Calumet strike and the situation here before you got into this project?
Yes and no. Actually, I have a long history with the Calumet Theater. Back in the 60s, the late 60s, when I was in graduate school, I worked there for three summers when they had a program called the Keweenaw Playhouse, which was a professional summer stock operation. And so I knew the theater very well, and I always thought it was beautiful and very interesting that it was in this town, which in the 1960s was not a bustling metropolis. And I was always curious to know how it came to be and its history. And so recently, the last 4 years actually, I've been doing research on Michigan's historic opera houses and theaters. And of course, this one was one of the ones that I was researching. So I've been back and forth to Calumet quite a bit in the last 4 years. And interestingly enough, when I was there as a graduate student, I heard nothing about the strike. I knew nothing about the strike or the Italian Hall disaster. And it wasn't until I started doing this more recent research that I discovered all of this. And so, yeah, to answer your question, the short answer, Todd, is yes, I did know about the strike, and I did know about the Italian Hall disaster before I took this project on. But now I know a great deal more.
Now, Laura, you mentioned earlier, the theater itself very rarely puts on a play or a show of this nature. Often the Calumet Players are at the theater, but that's not a theater production, that's a players production. So how have you managed to put this all together?
Well, we're going to surprise everybody with this one. We literally have a technical director and myself. He builds the flats and I paint them. We do have one of our directors, Art Limbach, that has been instrumental in assisting us as well. Literally, okay, I'll hold this frame while you nail this together, and I'll paint this side while you paint that side, and we've been pulling all this together in very short order. We do not have a professional scene shop. None of us are professional scene makers by any means, but we are doing it, and it's going to look great. And Trish Helsel, our director from Michigan Tech, I think is very impressed with what limited manpower we have and areas to do it in, because, you know, we've got a slamming week coming up. You know, we've got five shows in 8 days and in between two dress rehearsals, and we're literally building our sets around all of these shows. So
who is involved now in performance side of this play?
You know, we've got a very diverse cast. We've got some seasoned actors, and people may recognize people like Chris Cairo, who has the role of a barmaid in here, Mark Oliver, who has been in a lot of productions, plays a character by the name of Wolfgang, one of the miners. Another person that has a lot of experience, Dennis Kerwin, who is actually in the lead role of Myland, the father of this family of four that is affected by the miner strike. And the rest of the cast is newcomers. Most of them are newcomers to the stage, doing a very good job, working very, very hard together. But people like George Wagner, he's had a little bit of a stage experience. Kimberly Tober is playing the lead role of the mother, Anna. And we actually have three young girls that are in this play as well. And it's going to be great.
JB, are you going to be able to get up here to see it?
Oh, yes. I'm coming up on Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to seeing both performances.
I'm looking forward to seeing it as well. And JB, thank you so much for checking in with us this morning. This is a fascinating project, and I hope it goes really, really well.
Thank you.
All right, that is JB Harris, who is, do we call him the author of the play? Based on the play by Charles Solomon, but JB Harris, the adapter, I guess, of the play. The play is called Red Jacket 1913, One Family's Story, and it's going to be presented Thursday night and Friday night at the Calumet Theater, right?
That's correct. It's at 7:30, and we want to really encourage people to bring their children along as well. We have adult and children prices, $11 for children 3 to 18 years of age, and $16 for adults, and of course, there's always theater member discounts. We're hoping to keep these prices reasonable so that people will bring their families out to learn a little bit about the culture and heritage of that time period.
Yeah, and if you'd like to know a little bit more about the play and the story behind it, you can go to the Calumet Theater website. There's some information there posted about it. Let's talk just real briefly, Laura, about some of the other busy things you have going on. Tonight, Bob Milne is performing. How many times is this? Three times at the theater?
No, he's been there a lot longer than
more
that.
More than that?
Yes. He comes back almost every summer, and he's one of our favorites.
Yeah. Boogie Woogie, ragtime piano player, absolute genius.
Yes, yes. And he's quite the storyteller, too, and he's been all over the world performing, and people just love him.
So he is on stage tonight, and then the play, Red Jacket 1913, One Family Story, Thursday night and Friday night. The Blues Brothers are back in town on Saturday night.
That's correct. And leading up to that, we actually have a dinner with the Blues Brothers before the show.
I'm going to try to make it to that dinner after my little adventure Saturday afternoon in Agassiz Park at Heritage Festival. And then you close out a very busy week on Sunday with the annual appearance by the Duquesne University Tambourettes.
That's correct. And this is their, we think, 76th year coming to the Calumet Theater.
Yeah, because nobody started counting, I guess, in year one or two, but they never figured it would be all that important, I guess.
That's right.
And that's a fundraiser for the CLK Rotary Club.
That's correct.
Each year. And tickets for all of these events are available through the Calumet Theater ticket office, and the number for that is?
337-2610.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura Miller. We'll talk a little bit more later this week about some of those other things that are coming up. But again, the play Red Jacket 1913, One Family Story. It's an original play, and it's going to be on stage Thursday night and Friday night at the Calumet Theater.